This is Since You Asked,
a series on North State Public Radio,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
This is NSPR's Julia Maldonado, and today I'll be answering a question from listener Mandy Irwin.
Hi, my name is Mandy Irwin, and I'm from Chico, and I work in California Park, and there's a lake here, and I was wondering, when was the lake built, and what was here before then? Was it a wetland, or was it just bare land, and why was it built?
Thanks for the question, Mandy. The first thing I did to answer it was check out California Park, or Cal Park as it's often called. It's located in Chico off of Deer Creek Highway and Bruce Road. The area consists of over 1,800 homes, a chain of ponds, and two lakes that are only open to Cal Park residents. To learn more, I wanted to talk to someone who had lived in the park for a long time. That person ended up being Michael Weisenborn. He's been a resident of Cal Park for 35 years. Weisenborn also worked for an engineering firm that built the park.
We live up on the edge of one of the upper lakes and sit out on the deck and watch the wild birds come through, the ducks, geese.
To find out if the lake was originally a wetland, I met up with Don Hankins, a Chico State professor in the Department of Geography and Planning. Hankins and I visited an example of a wetland at the corner of Stilson Canyon and Humboldt Roads.
When we look at the soils, maps, and so forth of this area before houses were put in, there's the indicators that those vernal pool complexes and the riparian corridors existed in those areas.
Like this area, Hankins says Cal Park shows indicators that what stood there before the lakes, ponds, and houses was riparian areas and vernal pools,
which are seasonal wetlands that usually flood up during the wintertime and the rainy season. And then they're dried out and they look like normal grasslands by the end of the wet season.
To learn why Cal Park was built, I checked out a thesis from the Merriam Library at Chico State. The title is Jack Graham's California Park, a case study of Chico's East Side growth. It was written by Greg William Armento. The thesis states that entrepreneur Jack Graham purchased the land Cal Park sits on in 1968. His plan was to house 25,000 people at the site, a number that was more than double the population of Chico, which was only 19,000 at the time. The purpose was to make a place where people could purchase a second home for retirement or vacation. Michael Weisenborn, the man who helped build the park and loves to watch the birds on the lake, told me the approximate completion date.
I remember I was directly involved with it, and it would have been, it's in the late 86, early 87.
For the exact date, I headed to the city planning department. There, I was given specifications and notes that said the dam and reservoir were completed on December 23rd, 1986. So there are your answers, Mandy. Cal Park's dam and reservoir were completed in 1986. The park was built to be a second home for people who wanted to retire or have a vacation home. And the park was originally a wetland composed of volcanic mudflow, vernal pools, and riparian areas before being built. Since You Asked is a series on North State Public Radio, where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what are you wondering about? Head to mynspr.org and let us know. For NSPR News, I'm Julia Maldonado.